आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी डिस्क्राइब्स हिज ऑस्ट्रिया विजिट एज हिस्टोरिक एंड इमेंसली प्रोडक्टिव, सेज इट हैज एडेड वीगर टू टाइज बिटवीन द टू कंट्रीज। सेकेंड बीमस्टेक फॉरेन मिनिस्टर्स रिट्रीट टू बिगिन टुडे न्यू दिल्ली। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with economists in New Delhi to elicit their views on upcoming Union Budget. Health Ministry says existing district and referral hospitals which have been converted into medical colleges will continue to receive funding from central government. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Goa, Maharashtra, Gujarat and coastal Karnataka till Sunday. And in tennis, N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar advance to the quarterfinals of the men's doubles event at Bravo Open Challenger in Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his Austria visit historic and immensely productive, which has added vigour to the two countries' friendship. Wrapping up his visit to Austria, Mr. Modi said he is happy to attend diverse programs in Vienna and thanked Chancellor Karl Nehammer, the Austrian government and the people for the hospitality and affection. After his talks with Austrian Chancellor Nehammer in Vienna, PM Modi said that India and Austria have identified new possibilities to further strengthen mutual cooperation, besides deciding to give a strategic direction to the bilateral ties. In a joint statement along with the Austrian Chancellor, Mr. Modi said that he also held detailed discussions on the current geopolitical situation in the world, including the conflict in Ukraine or the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister also said that India and Austria will work together in areas such as infrastructure development, innovation, renewable energy, hydrogen, water and waste management, artificial intelligence, AI and quantum technology, and a blueprint for cooperation over the coming decades has been prepared. Mr. Modi said that Austria has been invited to join the International Solar Alliance Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and the Biofuel Alliance. Addressing a group of leading Austrian and Indian CEOs with Chancellor Nehammer, Prime Minister Modi called on the Austrian business stakeholders to look at the fast unfolding opportunities in India as the country moves to become the third largest economy in the world over the next few years.
2014 mein hum 10 number pe the, aaj Bharat 8% ke rate se grow kar raha hai. Is speed ke saath आज हम 5 नंबर पे हैं, हम टॉप 3 में पहुंचेंगे।
He urged Austrian companies to leverage the Indian economic landscape for high quality and cost-effective manufacturing under the Make in India program, both for the domestic and international market.
मेट्रो, डैम, ऐसे अनेक प्रोजेक्ट्स, टनल जैसे अनेकों इंफ्रा प्रोजेक्ट्स में ऑस्ट्रिया की कंपनियां भारत में काम कर रही है, और मुझे उम्मीद है कि आने वाले समय में यहाँ की कंपनियां, यहाँ के इन्वेस्टर ज्यादा से ज्यादा भारत में अपना विस्तार करेंगे।
Concluding his visit with an address to the Indian diaspora in Vienna, Mr. Modi said that the world sees India with great hope and everyone across the globe wants to learn more about India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi after concluding his two-nation official visit to Russia and Austria. Mr. Modi had embarked on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria on Monday. In the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister reached Moscow, and in the second and final leg, he reached Vienna. The second Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, Foreign Ministers Retreat will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. We have more from a correspondent.
The two-day event will provide an opportunity for the grouping's members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. The first edition of the BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat was held in Bangkok of Thailand in July last year. BIMSTEC is a grouping of seven South and Southeast Asian countries for multifaceted cooperation. Besides India, the BIMSTEC comprises Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Foreign Minister of Thailand, Maris Sangyam Pongsa, has arrived in New Delhi for the BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson in a social media post said that India values the constructive role of Thailand as the current chair of BIMSTEC and looks forward to further strengthening of ties between the countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists in New Delhi today. He will elicit the views and suggestions for the upcoming Union Budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting, along with Vice Chairman Suman Berry and other members of the Niti Aayog. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. The six-member election commission team, headed by Senior Deputy Election Commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Sharma, is in Ranchi to review preparations for assembly elections in Jharkhand. The EC team held meeting with Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer and other election officials yesterday. The Election Commission team will hold discussion with DMs and SPs of different districts of the state today. Jharkhand Assembly election is due to be held later this year. The revision of electoral rolls is underway in the state, which started on the 25th of June and will conclude on the 24th of July. The voters list will be published on the 20th of August. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has clarified that existing district and referral hospitals which have been converted into medical colleges will continue to receive funding from the central government. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has written a letter to states and union territories in this regard. The Minister of Health has said that of these 157 medical colleges, 108 have already become functional as of now. Of the 157 colleges approved, 40 are located in the aspirational districts. The Ministry said a centrally sponsored scheme to provide central funding support for opening new medical colleges by strengthening and upgrading the district hospitals was introduced in 2014. The Ministry said the government is taking concerted efforts to increase the number of medical colleges. At present, there are 706 medical colleges in the country. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 22 people have lost their lives in rain-related accidents in the last 24 hours. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will visit the flood-affected areas of Shravasti district in Tarai region today. We have more from a correspondent.
11 people died in Pratapgarh, while 6 in Sultanpur and 5 people lost their lives in Chandoli district due to lightning. 633 villages of 12 districts, including Lakhimpur Khiri, Sitapur, Pilibhit, Shravasti, Balrampur, Basti, Barabanki, Gonda, Balia, Siddharthnagar, Shahjahanpur and Kushinagar are reeling under the flood fury. 1,000 acres of agriculture land is inundated in water due to flood and around 8 lakh people are affected. Rail route connecting Mailani Junction to Gonda has submerged under the water, while Elgin Road Bridge connecting Barabanki to Gonda, Behraich and other Nepal bordering districts has developed cracks. More than 10,000 people have been shifted to secure locations by the rescue and relief teams. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Another batch of 4,885 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 191 vehicles early this morning. Of these, 1,894 pilgrims left for Baltal and 2,991 for Pahalgam base camp will proceed for the further journey to the holy cave. India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and coastal Karnataka till the 14th of this month. It is also forecast isolated very heavy rainfall in Gujarat through the next 3 days. IMD said that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya and Bihar today. Isolated very heavy rainfall may occur over East Uttar Pradesh and East Madhya Pradesh today. It further added that scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall is expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and East Rajasthan during the next 5 days, and in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Saturday. Meanwhile, some parts of the national capital received light rainfall this morning, making the weather pleasant. IMD has forecast generally cloudy sky with very light rain to light rain for today. The maximum and minimum temperature would be around 36 and 26 degrees Celsius. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals at the Bravo Open Challenger in Braunschweig, Germany last evening. The top-seeded Indian-Ecuadorian pair defeated the Bolivian duo Boris Arias and Federico Zevalos in straight sets 6-3, 6-0. They will next take on Marcelo de Molina of Brazil at the Zsermo Duran of Argentina in the quarterfinals this evening. Meanwhile, ace Indian paddler Sumit Nagal exited the tournament after a tough 4-6, 5-7 loss to Pedro Cachin of Argentina in the men's singles pre-quarterfinals. In football, Colombia has secured a spot in the Copa America 2024 final this morning, while England has advanced to the UEFA European Champions 2024 finals. We have a report.
In football, Colombia has secured a spot in the Copa America 2024 final, defeating Uruguay 1-0 in the second semi-final in North Carolina, USA this morning. Despite Uruguay's superior ball possession, they were unable to convert their chances into goals. Jefferson Lema scored the lone goal for Colombia in 39th minute. Colombia played with 10 men after the right winger Daniel Munoz received a red card just before half-time. Despite being a man down, the Colombia defense held firm, keeping Uruguay at bay throughout the match. Colombia will face the defending champions Argentina in the final on 15th of this month. Meanwhile, in the UEFA European Champions 2024, England has advanced to the finals after a thrilling 2-1 victory over the Netherlands in the second semi-final in Dortmund this morning. England will next take on Spain in the summit clash on 15th of this month. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Abhishek. PM Modi's Vienna visit is covered prominently by most of the dailies. Modi discusses Ukraine war during Austria visit, leads the Statesman. The Asian Age quotes the Prime Minister Narendra Modi as saying India and Austria friendship will get stronger in times to come. The Tribune, quoting the US, writes India's strategic partner can use ties with Russia to end war. Muslim women entitled to seek alimony, says Supreme Court, leads Hindustan Times. Soaring power bills consume Delhiites, notes The Pioneer. On the UEFA Euro 2024, the Hindu writes Spanish Armada turns it around to sink France in the semi-final. AIIMS blood test offers hope and help in early Alzheimer's diagnosis, informs the Indian Express. And finally, referring to the first two astronauts to flying Boeing's Starliner capsule, the Times of India reports NASA astronauts stuck on ISS confident of return. Failure not an option. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes his Austria visit as historic and immensely productive, says it has added vigour to ties between the two countries. Second BIMSTEC Foreign Minister's retreat to begin today in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with economists in New Delhi to elicit their views on upcoming Union Budget. Health Ministry says existing district and referral hospitals, which have been converted into medical colleges, will continue to receive funding from the central government. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Goa, Maharashtra, Gujarat and coastal Karnataka till Sunday. And in tennis, N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar advanced to the quarterfinals of the men's doubles event at Bravo Open Challenger in Germany. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.